since we've adjourned. So again, we're on page 49, Siman Kuf Mem Gimel. Page 49. Now, we began this last time, but we didn't get into the details of the Mishnah Berurah. So once again, we'll start from Alf. Inkorin b'tar pachas ma'asar gedolim b'nei chorin. You got to have a minion in order to learn. Right? Monday, Thursday, whenever, maybe Shabbos. V'imidchilu ba'asara. Let's say they started laning and there was a minion. V'yadzu miksasan, and some people left. Gomer, you finished the laning. Now, as we mentioned last time, the Mishnah Berurah says very strong words for the people who left. They're not allowed to leave. But again, if we're talking about that they left for whatever reason. So you finished the laning. So again, starting, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the first Aliyah just said Barku, that, and then everybody left, that's not enough. But he said the bracha, and then all of a sudden, you know, all those people left. So then you continue. Now, so now we don't have a minion. Not we. There's no minion. But you could finish all three Aliyahs on Monday and Thursday. All seven Aliyahs on Shabbos. You could do that because you started. You started with a minion. Excuse me. So the questions we left with last time were, what does this mean that people left? Okay, we can understand one person left. But let's say more than one person left. Let's say nine people left, right? The only person left is the Baal Korah. So he finishes the whole parsha, he finishes laning, finishes the whole thing. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking about that a rov, majority stayed, meaning six. So as long as you have six, so then you could finish whatever you started. Again, on Monday and Thursday, three aliyahs on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, five aliyahs, on Shabbos, seven aliyahs. But you shouldn't add. In other words, you know, like in some shuls, not here, but you know, something to make all safas. So if this happened in a shul that does that, in other words, they want to make all safa. So, but we don't have a minion. They don't have a minion anymore. So we're just laning with brachas and everything because we started with a minion. So okay, but that works for the seven aliyahs. But that doesn't mean you should add on the optional aliyahs. Mishnah Berurah says you'd also say Kaddish at the end of davening, but you wouldn't do the Haftarah. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Maftir. So the Mishnah Berurah says you'd read the Maftir, but without the Brachas, but you wouldn't say the Brachas of the Haftarah with Brachas. You just say it without the Brachas. So now, so at least we got somewhere. So you have to have a majority of the minyan remaining. If nine people left, or even not nine, five people left, so then you couldn't go any further. Very interesting Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha questions, I think we mentioned this last time, that let's say you have a minion, but most of the people heard laning already. So in other words, there's a couple people didn't hear laning. You can imagine a scenario like this. And so most of the people did hear laning, but a couple people didn't. So we have a minion. We have a minion, but we do not have a minion of people who did not hear laning. So the question is, could we lane again for the people who didn't hear laning? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, excuse me, questions it, and he comes out finally that it would depend on the same thing. In other words, it has to be a majority. A majority of the minion who didn't hear laning. If you have six who didn't hear laning, so then you could lane, even though four of the people heard laning already, but that would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings down other examples of this also, but we'll just leave it at that. Okay, let's go on to base. Im kasu kolachomish levado. Now, again, bear in mind, life is not as we know it now. So I was discussing with somebody today, you know, not that long ago. Oh, maybe, I don't know, it depends what you consider long ago. You know, every people have svarim, and people maybe have a few sidurim, and you have a, you know, everybody has a shas, and everybody has a this, or maybe, you know, but to have a sefer, even a sitter sometimes was rare. So think in that context. Let's say you got a minion, but you have the promise with the Sefer Torah. In other words, What you have is you have each chumash. You have Breishis separately, Shmos separately, Vikra, Bamidvar, Dvarim, each one separately. It's not one scroll. Afilu b'kalilu k'sefer Torah, even if each one is its own scroll. That's what I'm saying? So in other words, you got the Breishis scroll, and you got the Shmos scroll, and you got the, right? It's not one sefer Torah. So the halacha is ain koren ba'achi hey kol chamisha chamushim tfurim biyachad. It has to be there all together. You couldn't lane, take out the Shmos one. Maybe you want to do that so it's easier to go hagbar. I don't know. But you couldn't do it unless you have all five together, the Machaber says. And the Rama says, v'hem k'suvim galila k'sefer Torah. It has to be that they're written like a sefer Torah. In other words, aval chamushim chumashim shalanu afilu kol hey svarim biyachad, but our chumashim, right? All five are together, right? So it'd be a lot easier to just open up a chumash and read from that, right? So, but it's not in a scroll. So, ein levarach alayim. So you can't make a bracha on them. You can't lean from them with a bracha. And then the Rama, skip down a little. Rama says, well, makom sheyesh sefer Torah ve'ein shatz habaki b'negina. Balpeh. Let's say you have a sefer Torah, but there's no one on lane. So, re'isi no'agim. So Rama says, I've seen a custom shashatz kore min achumish b'nikud. That what they do is they have the Baal Koreh read from the Chumash, read from, this is a little different than what you're thinking, reads from the Chumash, the Aola, and the person who gets the Aliyah, Koreh Acharav Min HaSefer Torah HaKasher. And then the person who gets the Aliyah reads from the Sefer Torah. So in other words, the Rama is saying that we would have a system sort of like the Machaber's old system. Remember, the Machaber's old system was, if you got an Aliyah, you laned it. You read from the Torah. So we're going to tweak that a little. Let's say there's nobody in a lane. So what will we do? We'll have the Baal Koreh, who knows how to lane, he'll, or somebody who's, but maybe doesn't know this parsha or whatever, he'll look inside the Chumash, he'll feed it to the Oleh, the person getting the Aliyah, and the person who's getting the Aliyah will read it from the Torah. Okay? Now, obviously there's a lot to talk about on this, but we'll hold off on that, and Mir Sashem will discuss this, Blina, a little more tomorrow, this whole thing. What happens if you don't have a Sefer Torah? Right? So the Machaber says you can't lane. So what do? We just go from after Shmones where you go to the Yukum Barkan? It could be potentially that a place won't lane for a long time. So what do we do then? So we'll talk about that in Mirza Shambhalina tomorrow. The Mishra talks about that. Okay?